Sister Tanya, you're very welcome. It's lovely,
lovely
to see you this morning.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I haven't seen you for a bit. How are you?
I'm good. Thank God, I'm good.
Things are strange and different in the world as we speak, aren't they?
Things are hard.
Yeah.
And in this Ireland, things are tough, really tough. People find it very tough with lots more people coming to Focus, lots of more people homeless.
And people coming to Sanctuary.
Yeah.
And spend time with you. For those who don't know, and there's not many who know about Focus Ireland, of course, but the Sanctuary is something very special, which is an idea of well, explain to people what it is, because I was very touched by it, and as a result, we've had our carols every year for the last few years for the Sanctuary, which is in the heart of Dublin.
Yeah, it is a centre of, I suppose, of silence and stillness. It's a meditation centre and a centre for mindfulness, and it's a place that I established about 13 years ago. Now I was working in Focus, working in the city, and we were all very busy and often harassed. And I thought, wouldn't it be lovely to have a place in the city people can go to find stillness and peace and quiet and repose and respite and just be with themselves in a beautiful place. And I got a place, I got a site from the Sister Charity, and we built it, and it is a beautiful place with beautiful buildings, beautiful gardens. And you open a door and there in the middle of the city, in Dublin 7, Stanhope Street, you find this beautiful place. And it has been going ever since. And people have come, they come to learn to meditate, they come to learn about mindfulness. And so men, women and children come. We have classes from school who come to be taught meditation and mindfulness, and we have all kinds of classes and during the day and in the evening, and then we have drop-in meditation practice Monday morning and on Wednesday evening. So it's a hive of activity, but not active in any sense except that people are coming and using it. It's fantastic.
But it is about taking some time out. It's about trying to stop all the running around that we do, but also to be thinking about things that are higher than ourselves, I suppose.
Yes.
And to go to a different level. Is it funded entirely voluntarily?
It is. There's no funding except nothing at all, except people pay something towards the whatever training we give them when they come. But otherwise, we're totally dependent on donations.
And on that basis, our little event that we had, and the events that you've had over the years, would have helped in some way.
The carol singing. We had the carol singing for the past 5 years, and you, Marty, you came and you were the Master of Ceremonies, and it was beautiful. And that was a fundraiser. And we have a conference once a year. And this year, then we're having the carols in Croke Park. It's a
joint. This is quite different.
Yeah.
And you didn't want a grey-haired fella for this. You wanted a blonde-haired young one for this.
That's not quite true. What happened is the blonde woman, Miriam, is the patron of the Cliona. It's a joint venture between the Sanctuary and what is known as the Cliona Foundation, which is in Limerick, and Miriam is a patron of that.
And tell me about the Cliona Foundation.
The Cliona Foundation was started 4 years ago, I think, by it's a family who lost their child. The brain hemorrhage lost their child, and they were so, I suppose, it affected them greatly naturally, but also they became very aware of how expensive it is for a family if a child is sick. And they've set up this foundation, which is to help families with sick children, and to particularly to help them financially with the travelling to the hospitals and the expenses of having to be around when a child is sick, around hospitals, etc. So it's a very good foundation. So we are joining with them.
Yes, it's just the two charities.
And
it is going to. It's happening on the 19th of December in Croke Park. It's called Stars, Choirs and Carols.
It is
quite an event. And the idea is hoping to break the Guinness Book of Records, so having the most amount of carol singers under one roof.
That's right. Which is great, because with the Guinness Book of Records, it was broken 2 years ago in Korea on Christmas Day, where they had 15,111 people singing under the one roof. Right. Now, we are hoping we will break that. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
So what we're wanting is more and more people to come and sing along, because it is, while we're having choirs, we'll have, I think, about 150 choirs who are going to be singing there, which will be beautiful.
Wonderful.
Colin Ogue from RTÉ are going to be there.
Yes.
And then we have others as well. We have Elisa Hannigan, and we have the Celtic Tenors, and we have Céline Byrne, and we have the Number One Army Band, and we have the Gospel Dublin Gospel
Choir. And how will as if, how will money be made on the night, Stan?
We're charging for the tickets.
You're charging for the tickets.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
This is
And so it'll be beautiful. It'll be lovely for families to come, Dublin family, or anybody from all over the country. Choirs are coming from all over the country. So what we're saying now is, come along, bring your family and enjoy it, and it will be lovely.
No doubt it will be. Yeah. You could, please God, you could do terribly well out of
this. We could.
That'd be the hope, wouldn't it? And now it's interesting because if people want to get in touch, you're doing it through the GAA, being in Croke Park.
Yeah.
So if somebody was listening today and says, I don't know how can I get a part of that, what do you do?
Well, they can get it online, but www.tickets.ie. That's all, tickets.ie. Or they can get it through Super Value or through Centra. They can buy the tickets there. They're very available, really. You know, they're and they can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and all those social media. So it's and there is a group booking agent as well, that where there are parties of more than nine. I'll give that number. That's 1-800-901-090. 1-800-901-090.
That's very good. Yeah. I want to talk to you about Day by Day, that lovely book, which I have in front of me. There's a lovely quote in it. Well, it's full of quotes. Albert Camus says, "Blessed are the hearts that can bend; they shall never be broken." Is that a great line?
Yeah.
Is that a great line? Yeah. Listen, we were talking about Céline Byrne, who's going to be with you singing on the day. Mm. She's very popular around here too, Stan. I can tell you.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She sure is.
Yeah.